quick joke, right?
Alright, yeah.
So what's it called, Batman that skips church?
What?
A Christian veil. Alright, so good morning, gents. How are we all doing this morning?
Fantastic, now we're talking.
Great. Okay.
Alright, well, I hope we're all doing well. I'm Scotty. I want to start off by thanking you all for a great start last night to a beginning of a great weekend. And I ask that you all get ready for the next phase of this amazing weekend. Now, last night's wonderful talk given by Jessica, we heard about and reflected on the idea that God is calling us all individually, by name, mind you, and to become a man that He created us to be. For us to begin to respond to this call, we have to reflect about ourselves and ask ourselves a very important question. Who am I? Well, we're going to start figuring out this the answer to this question in the next few minutes, and I'm here to help you. Now, we were all created in His image, God's image. God created each one of us all individually and with care. That fact alone should cause me as a man to strive for nothing less than God's ambition for me. But I really can't ever be happy because of something that will always be bothering me. The fact that we're always wondering, there must be more. Knowing who I am as a person, and especially as a man, is important because this whole weekend is focused on relationships. Relationships with each other and relationships with Jesus. If I don't know who I am, or if I can't or won't reveal the true me to others, then what is the relationship really built on? To be able to do all this, I have to know more about myself and go beyond the person that other people see. And truly come into touch with real me. So, the truth is that we're all influenced by what others expect of us. As a matter of fact, it only takes a quick look at a television, movies, or social media to know what the world expects of a man. Throughout our lives in school, media, and the way society sets its standards and rewards us, we're always learning what the ideal man is. Now, I want you all to take a moment and think of the ideal man in your mind.
All right, 5, 4, 3, you got it? All right.
So when I think of the ideal man, I imagine a guy that's pretty much physically perfect. He has the face and hair of David Beckham, the body of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you know, just real grizzled with muscles on top of muscles, but like, dang, The Rock has some muscles I didn't know a human being could have, so that's wild. Anyways, back to the point. We usually imagine the ideal man with great success, prestige, title, and power, a man of action, the man that every woman wants to be with, and the man that every man wants to be. He has a really nice house or two. Belongs to the fanciest, most prestigious clubs, owns a couple of nice cars, and has all the latest and greatest possessions, from the new iPhone X to a beach house. He lives in a social world, travels the world, and still manages to be the best at whatever he does. Now, this description might sound a bit ridiculous and a little exaggerated. Unfortunately, this unreasonable ideology is what the world is selling as the good life. And when it's constantly being shoved in our face, it's difficult to avoid buying into it. But we don't even realize that we're actually being brainwashed. And without it, we begin to accept the world's plan as reasonable and good, when it really isn't. We have the mentality of, everybody else is doing it, why shouldn't I? And it becomes the standard for everyone. This influence is so strong that we actually lose our freedom to be different in our individuality. We may not like to admit it, but we're literally being brainwashed to the point where we lose our freedom of choice. Now, you're probably all wondering why we're so prone to these influences by the expectations of others. The answer is our own insecurities. We may not like to acknowledge or admit it. Maybe we're not even aware of them. But we all have feelings of insecurities, sometimes more than others. But they're there. I know for me personally, my greatest insecurity is how I look and present myself. You see, I'm not exactly the smallest guy around. But when I was younger, I was like pretty tall for my age, and pretty big and heavy. And on a pretty regular basis, I was reminded of my height and my weight, and eventually got to the point where I'd come home from school and doctor's appointments crying, because I was being pointed out for my differences, and just like made me feel like an outcast. It like really sucked. It made me feel extremely self-aware of myself and my parents to the point that I actually started making changes to myself so I could please others around me instead of myself. To this day, I'm pretty much always judging myself on how I look, sound, or act. The situation that really caused me to start having anxieties is when I'm the center of attention in a big group and I feel like I'm being judged about everything. But as I've gotten older, I've learned to become more comfortable with situations like this. Now, another tip off to our feelings of insecurities is the way that we react to compliments. Very often we find it difficult to accept or agree with compliments that we have received. These compliments can range from being good at a job we do, a talent or physical appearance, an outstanding personality trait, or just you as a good person. I've lived a pretty long life, I think, 16 years to be exact. And in those 16 years, I've received a few compliments. Some of the most I've received are about how I'm a good student, how good of an actor I am, how I'm nice and kind, and I'm attractive and thick.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I assume it's good. So, very. And that I'm an all-around good person. Whenever I receive compliments like this, it makes me feel good about myself, and I feel a sense of acceptance. Even though we may like the idea of compliments, we usually get embarrassed sometimes, even deny them, even worry about living up to them. I personally either internally deny them or just shake them off because I don't either agree with them or don't want the compliment going to my head. I get a big head really easily, so yeah. I honestly see myself as a good student with A's and sometimes some one or two B's. An okay actor, someone slightly more attractive than the average guy with an okay personality, and I'm an alright human being. If I change anything about myself, it would probably be my appearance and my personality. I really wish that I was taller. I'm only like 5'10". I wish I was like a good 6 feet, 6'2". And I wish I was a little bit more confident and outgoing. And because of these insecurities, we try to project an image that we all accept, that we all try to get accepted by and liked by others. We're not usually conscious of it, but we try to live up to expectations to please or impress others. Here are a few examples of projections that people you might know are projecting, or even yourself. So there's the macho man. He's tough, rugged, independent, with a tight shirt, and has the Conor McGregor swag walk. You know that little thing right there. And then we also have the cool cat. He's always calm, cool, and collected under pressure, and then nothing ever fazes him. Then there's the miracle worker, that can get anything done, and everyone goes to for help. There's also the comedian, who's hilarious always, and is always the life of any party they go to. Then there's the brain, the super jock, Mike Meek and humble, generous Gary, helpful Harry, and so on and so forth. The image that I think I project the most is probably the macho man in the brain. I think when people see me and they don't really know me, they perceive me as the macho man. I've been told that I look and sound intimidating. I don't really know what they're talking about, though. But I think when people really get to know me, then they learn that I'm actually more like the brain. I'm sort of really nerdy and geeky, to be honest with you guys. Like, I actually really enjoy school and learning. My favorite subjects are history and science, and my favorite movie is Star Wars. And like, I know a lot of knowledge about that, like that people probably shouldn't know. Like, if you ask me a question, I'll probably be able to answer it. But I've learned to accept who I am and be proud of who I am. The way that you act is perfect, and don't ever let anyone tell you otherwise. We're all men here, and a man is a man no matter what. The only real danger about projecting an image is that we begin to let our image define us rather than our basic goodness. You see, we all have it backwards. It's not that we are good because we do good things, but we do good things because we're good. Now, I want you all to repeat after me, all right? So, I am good.
I am good.
Because God made me.
Because God made me.
And God does not make junk. Alright, let's do this one more time. One more reaction, alright? I am good.
I am good.
Because God made me.
Because God made me.
And God does not make junk.
And God does not make junk.
Junk.
Okay.
Junk.
Okay. Now, I was reading the Bible. I found this pretty good verse, and I want y'all to listen to it. It's from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6, and 13 through 14. I, Lord, you've probed me. You know me. You know when I sit and stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. You sift through my travels and my rest. With all my ways you are familiar. Even before words on my tongue, Lord, you know it all. Behind and before you encircle me. and rest your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, for too lofty for me to reach. You formed my inmost being, you knit me in my mother's womb. I praise you, because I am wonderfully made. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that's really crazy. God, the creator of everything on this earth, he personally made us when we were being conceived in our mother's wombs. That's crazy. He made us to be who we are, and he absolutely meant everything that he put into us. That's just crazy and amazing. I'm going to end in a short. Ask that you bless all these gentlemen here and help them become the man that you created them to be. Help them forget about their insecurities and grow through Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those.